Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the At Veggies podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy. And this week Aileen is out. How are you doing?
She's on vacay.
We miss her a lot, but we are holding down the fort. Jordana, it's the worst month ever.
I've revised my theory on the worst month ever. I think it's a tie between March and January.
You think those two are worse than February?
Yes. I think potentially March is the worst month of the year.
Why? Because it's going to get hot and then it never does.
Yeah. Well, February is one shorter. So like, I mean, it's kind of sad that like the best thing about it is that it's so short. I also think it's like March is like almost just as cold as February kind of is, except for, and you've been doing this longer and you like, it's almost like a leading you on to think that it's spring, but it's really, it snows in March all the time.
That's actually how I feel about March. I'm so fucking over this. It's been gray for the past 3 weeks. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, no sun.
I'm really, really over it.
I really need to be in the sun.
Yeah, you do. I mean, but okay, the best thing about February is that our Betch's birthday is in 2 weeks.
You know, but I don't think that's a coincidence because it's such a shitty month. I think that's partially why we invented Betch's.
You know, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes, on February 15th or 16th. We're still unclear, but I think that like because it's such a depressing, cold, shitty month, like we needed to do, like I don't think we could have created Betches in July or like September,
right? Because we would have been having too much fun.
Yeah, we'd have been out and about like day drinking, night drinking.
Right. I mean, we were still night drinking, but I think that it was just like just a different vibe. And it was good.
Yeah.
We are 13. We're going to be 13. It's our Betch Mitzvah.
Betch Mitzvah. It's weird that if we all like had a child when we started Betches, that child would be 13, which is like really old.
Right. Because when you think about it in those terms, it's like, holy shit, we've really been through everything, haven't we?
Yeah. We've been raising this. Do you think Betches will give us a candle at her Bat Mitzvah?
Oh, wait. Okay. It's funny you're asking that because we're planning content for the birthday.
Yeah. And you're having a candle lighting ceremony?
Okay. Not like we're not having an actual candle lighting ceremony, but we are planning something for the feed, some things for the feed. Also, I'm planning to make us a montage. So, it should be easy.
To what song? To like a classic Betch Mitzvah song?
That was like literally, I was actually going to ask you like, what song should we do?
I wonder what they play on like songs at current Bat Mitzvahs. Do they still do montages?
They do. I went to my cousin's Bar Mitzvah like 6 months, 4 months ago. And it was.
I feel like the montage wouldn't hit as strong as it would back in the day, like before there was like Instagram or TikTok where you could just make like reels constantly with like pictures, like,
and people did.
These were the only pictures you like were really seeing, like unless someone physically showed you the pictures. But nowadays, like there's a montage, it's like, oh, you could have just posted it on Instagram. We could have watched like from our phones,
right? You also like did, well, no, it's with the montage. Okay, I'll tell you how the montage has advanced in the past 10 years or so, 20 years. The songs kind of are the same vibe. Like, okay. You get a little Forever Young. Shut up. That was what I was going to fucking do.
I mean, that is there a more classic montage song? It's such a great song, too.
Isn't she lovely if it's a girl?
I don't like that one.
Well, I don't think that's going to be ours anyway, but that is a very, that's a very popular montage song.
Right.
But so I'm going to make us a montage. I was thinking, you know how they usually do like,
I like how you're putting the emphasis on like montage.
Is that how you, is that
I don't know,
montage?
Like montage?
Maybe. I don't know.
It sounds like fancier when you say it. The montage.
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 I might be wrong. I don't. The montage. I don't. Weigh in, listeners, please.
Montage.
Montage or montage?
Oh, Levels, Holly says, by Avicii. Yeah, that would be
really
fun.
So you know how it usually goes into like a sweet song from when they're a baby to like a party song as they're like, you know, now 12. I think that was what I was going to do. I was going to do Forever Young and then either Levels or what's that song? Party Rock is in the house tonight. That song.
No, we should do Levels is the greatest song of our generation.
So we'll do Levels.
I do say so myself as the music aficionado that probably won't watch the Grammys.
Or you will, and then you'll talk about it for 6 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was thinking we can do Levels. We'll do Levels. I have to figure out if we can get like the rights to this, whether we're going to post it on like the Betches Instagram.
If you're not monetizing it, do you still need the rights? I mean, that's part of this, one of the stories we have to go over today.
Speaking
of rights to music.
Very, very important. So yeah, no, we'll, so that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to make the montage. If you have any videos that you think might be funny that aren't on my phone already, please, like from our entire careers, you could even send from before.
Okay. Of the three of us. Okay.
Anything relevant to the three of us or
Betches.
Yeah. Jordana, because you've made me go on Facebook, now all these memories are coming up. All these freaking memories come up every day. Now I know where I was every day for the past 10 years.
It's fun, right?
It's fun also because, like, you know what's fun is noticing stuff in the background of old pictures.
I'm telling you.
That I never would have noticed.
Facebook is back, baby. It is like, okay, we just did an SOS episode. The guy asked someone to be in a Facebook relationship. That was one thing.
Yes, I listened to it.
Facebook, have you ever sold anything on Facebook Marketplace?
It's like, I know, but I heard you have. Is it easy?
It's easy and it's ecstasy.
Why is it ecstasy?
I think the way that you feel spending like buying something, like buying a nice bag, is the way that I feel when I've sold like $100 chandelier on Facebook Marketplace.
Question: what is involved in selling the $100 chandelier? Like, who picks it up?
You take a picture. You take a few pictures of it. You literally put it on Facebook Marketplace. There's an option to hide it from your friends, which I do because I'm still a little embarrassed, even though I've talked about it publicly to everyone who will listen to me.
It's different. It's different.
Yeah, it's different because your Facebook friends are not your real friends.
Oh, only your Facebook friends see it?
No, you can hide it. You can choose to hide
it. Oh, so it goes to other non-friends.
It's just like the world at large.
And they know Jordana Abraham selling a chandelier? Did it happen quickly?
I was like, no one is going to buy this piece of shit. Like, I should just throw it out. But then I was speaking to our friend Liza and she was like, no, people like buy stuff. Like the market is like every single person on Facebook. And I had it on for like less than 48 hours. Someone scooped up my lamp.
Did they pick it up? Did they pick it up?
No, she sent me a label though. And I just like.
You put it in a box.
I put it in a box, shipped it off, just dropped it off UPS. It was like so easy. I felt like
now I'm looking like, around. What can I sell?
Almost irrelevant. I felt like the high of it. It was like a weird, I don't know, because it's like something you were going to throw out, but instead you made money from.
See, I can actually get that thrill, but it has to be like, now I'm looking around. What can I sell?
Right. That's what after I sold it. Now I'm getting like, oh my God, I'm like an e-retailer. I should start an Etsy.
So here's the thing. Like, I haven't thrown out a bunch of stuff in a while, but maybe it's time I could do a round. Do you do every type of item? Like,
this was the first thing I'd ever done. And I was like, oh, I'm not like one of those people who like knows what they're doing on like how to like take the pictures and the angles and do whatever. So I didn't think anyone would like buy it because I've tried to sell stuff on other mark. I've tried to sell stuff on like
Poshmark
and stuff before. And literally no one even, I don't know how to do it. Like, I'm not like, I don't know the correct way to market the items. But this literally just took a bunch of pictures at night of the chandelier.
Yeah.
No natural lighting.
Which chandelier? Would I know it?
It's one in my closet. I don't think you would.
Oh, I kind of think I remember.
I'll show you the marketplace listing. It was like, had absolutely no details. People just buy shit on there. It's crazy.
For $100?
Well, she was like, will you mail it to me? And at first I was like, I'm like not really looking to like pack it and ship it up and like figure out how to, I've never done that. And she's like, I'll give you an extra $25 and I'll send you the label and all you have to do is put it on the box. So I was like, okay. But you also have the option to do like just local pickup or drop off.
Oh, but that must limit your marketplace.
Yeah, probably to the people shortly around you.
So interesting. Okay. If I have something to sell, I will do that.
I'm excited.
Maybe I'll come to you for some guidance.
Honestly, like I have to say, thank you, Facebook. It is like just the easiest, simplest process. Like, it's literally like, instead of uploading a picture to like your timeline, you're uploading a picture to the marketplace and then like someone could just buy it.
You know what I love?
Random price.
I love how it's like the free market, truly. Like, it's like, you know, the market, it's like
who needs a yard sale anymore?
The digital shook.
Toss it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to try that. I'm looking around for things to sell.
So was yeah. I. Like, literally, I'm, like, looking up. And like,
Mike, you're, like, selling Mike's shoes yeah. off his feet. Like,
because I just moved into this house and I'm, like, trying to redo the whole thing. I'm, like, oh, I'll... Like, all the shit where I was, like, oh, no one would ever buy this. It's all so ugly. Now I'm, like, wait.
Actually, people would.
Actually, people
the
might.
The users of Facebook.
Yes. Or I sold it to, like, a 70-year-old woman in Ohio.
What can you buy on Facebook? What could one buy on Facebook? Of course you haven't.
I mean, I've seen like our friends post like Pelotons and stuff.
No, I've seen people post stuff like that. Right. That's the kind of stuff that's good to post. I feel like there's, I have things that I could post, but like who's going to come pick up a dresser? That's like.
People. That's what I'm saying. Like
people with a U-Haul.
It's like stuff. It's weird. I'm like, if I was going to throw it out, I didn't throw it out. Instead, not only did I like do something more sustainable with it, but
for
I
real
also,
sustainable there's yeah. too much shit.
That's what I'm saying, but I also made money.
Yeah, that's great.
Craziest part.
I agree. No, I think honestly I'm all on board with like the recycling of items. I do that all the time because it's like switched up with my mom, whatever it is, because it's right. like the new shit is so like there's so much fucking packaging and there's just it's just like I don't know. There's too much stuff. It does feel very wasteful.
There's too much stuff. So yeah, sell it.
Sell it. Okay. And buy it from other people. So you went shopping with Liza to Saks, I'm sure. You want to get rid of your clothes with holes in them?
I did.
Did you sell them on Facebook Marketplace?
She did take some of them to sell the stuff that she thinks she could sell. No, the rest I have in donation bins, but I'm going to let my sister look through them before I throw them out.
Okay. That's good.
Before I donate.
Some of it might have been hers too.
Yeah. That's also true. Yeah. But, I mean, speaking of fashion trends, but we'll talk about that on a different episode.
Definitely. So did you get anything good?
I got a lot of stuff.
Speaking of sustainable.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to be more sustainable because I'm trying to stop buying what I usually do, which is buy like really cheap shit and then destroy it and then buy more shit. So I'm trying to buy nicer shit that I like now will feel like extremely guilty about not taking good care of so that... It is technically more sustainable in some ways, I guess.
No, that's honestly, it's not just, I mean, I don't know exactly what you got, but like, I think things that are sometimes more expensive are actually like made better and made to last better. Like it's when you buy cheap shit and then you kind of like don't take care of it, you're just kind of, you know, letting it run its course. No, that's exciting. I'm excited to see what you got. I liked one of those outfits I liked the Goldie jeans.
Yes, I got that in two different colors, which is my favorite thing to do is to when I like something to buy in multiple colors.
I bought that t-shirt off Liza's link.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It
was on sale.
The looking one? Oh, the green one?
Yeah, it was on sale.
So I got that too.
Okay, we'll try. We'll have to make sure we don't wear the same shit.
That'd be very funny. I bought some like client stuff, like work stuff.
Good. Wow. You're not going to wear your meeting skirt anymore?
She didn't make me throw out the meeting skirt, so I still have it, but I don't know. It's hard to break your like habits of just wearing the one thing that you know looks good.
I know. Well, now you have more options, so this is exciting.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
I've been in therapy for years and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me. So I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself. And that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Let's talk pop culture. What's of interest to you this week?
Okay. I thought the Justin Timberlake thing, which happened quite recently, was really messed up and, to me, the most interesting thing I've happened to have heard about. What about you?
I only saw one quote card of that, but can we discuss what happened there? Because he's in his flop era, as one would say.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
You've never liked him. Yeah.
I've never liked Justin Timberlake. I've always thought he was overrated and I've always thought he had underlying douche tones.
Underlying peach tones in your skin.
I told you, ever since I heard that he was like exclusively playing his own music at his wedding, I was like, this guy is a D-bag.
When was his wedding that you heard that?
To Jessica Biel? I don't know. How long have they been married? Like 10 years?
Honestly, that would be so, I would be so annoyed. And also I would be embarrassed. I would even be embarrassed to play one of my own songs at my wedding.
Right. I think you can play one song.
Yeah.
They're like, performing, yeah, like singing to your wife or something.
Yes, that's how it should.
You're like playing, you're having like the band only play your music. Like,
also, it's like worse than the song because it's a band. And then you can, like, you're like critiquing it. Like,
right. It's like not even the original.
They didn't hit. I could see him as like Sean Parker sitting like, they just didn't hit that note.
Right.
So what did he do exactly?
Okay. So last night he performed at Irving Plaza in New York City and he sang, it was a free concert, flop era. I'm
just kidding. Why?
But I don't know. I guess it was probably to promote something.
So why does it have to be free?
And he debuted a new song. So I guess that's why it was free. Before performing Cry Me a River, which is famously about Britney Spears, he made a statement. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody. And this came days after Britney Spears went on Instagram to discuss her memoir. And she said, I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote in my book. If I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I'm deeply sorry. And Holly says he's probably bitter because Britney fans made her 2011 song Selfish top of the charts after he recently announced a new single for the first time in years titled Selfish. So I'm assuming he and Britney had it out, which led her to post this sort of apology, which was probably, I guess, to him. And then he said this thing, which was very petty. I apologize to no one. Here's the thing. Like, even if that story is embellished, possible. Is it possible? Sure. Let's say. Mm-hmm. There's still definitely some truth to it. And there's no way he wasn't a giant D-bag to her when they broke up. Or at least, like, while they were dating. Like, there's no way he was like the best. I'm sure there is something to apologize for like that absolutely. Relationship. Like, there's no way he has absolutely nothing to apologize for. I can't think of any relationship or like dating situation where I have absolutely nothing to apologize for. You could find something.
I don't think anyone has that. Like, right. Unless it was just short and non anything, you know, and you wouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. Here's how I'm with you that I feel like they had it out, but I also feel that that was not probably a fair conversation because she's not like as mentally well as he should be. Yeah. Or some, you know, he got criticized in the media. I agree. Even if she like kind of embellished or whatever, it's like she did come out and try to seemingly reconcile or do something nice, even apologize, if it's just because he like guilted her. Yeah. And then he's going to turn around and not apologize. He's a dick. It's just
there had to be some level of truth to it or else I don't think they would have published it.
He would have sued.
What's the one, slander, libel, which is the libel?
I think it's libel either way.
Yeah. I feel like they would have, as big as that book coming out was, like they would have done some checking to make sure they weren't going to be sued for.
Also, if it were fundamentally untrue, he would have sued.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. There's definitely like enough truth to it that even if he felt like he was like portrayed more negatively than he thinks he acted, he still has something to apologize for, asshole.
Right, right. Like there's subject, there's obviously like subjectivity in it.
Also be the bigger person. She's clearly like, again, that, a little unwell. Like
that's exactly.
Even if you feel like you're being unfairly targeted, like take the higher road. You look like an asshole.
That's exactly how I feel about it. It's like even no matter what, look at her situation and look at him. And he only is making himself look worse because by kind of like taking advantage of this clearly not on the same, you know, mental level as he is.
Right. I think he would have done a lot better for himself if he got up there and he was like, if he shut the fuck up, or he was like, I just want to apologize for anything I possibly could have ever done wrong in my relationship with Brittany. I was a lot younger then. I was really immature. And if I could do things differently, I would have done them now. If he put out a statement like that, everyone would be like, okay, like, I get it.
Right, right. That, you know, it just seems so like, easy.
Right. Instead of I have nothing, like, fuck you. Like,
right. And he must really think that.
Why take that route? Yeah. Unless you're like really, really like kind of terrible.
Yeah. No, he must be really, really kind of terrible.
Yeah. So that's my feeling on that story. That was the story that moved me the most this week. What about you?
Okay. I mean, I wasn't very moved this week, but I know everyone else was moved and I would have expected myself. I kind of was a little moved by the Taylor Swift on the fields with the Chiefs thing. How did you feel about that? Because I'm now maybe should we revise our predictions?
About how long they're going to last? What did I say? A year?
We have revised them a few times.
Mine was Super Bowl.
Ours was based on the Super Bowl. Because
I think they're going to last longer now that he is in the Super Bowl, as I originally predicted. Do I think it's forever? No. Do I think it's 15 years as your original hypothesis was? No. Do I think they've got another year in them? Yeah.
Okay. Your predictions, I think, were like 3 years, then 7 years, while mine were like zero. Like at first I was like, no, like it's not going to last at all. Like, then I thought it was going to be like 15 years.
Right. And then you said you were
like 3 and 7. And then I revised it down to like the summer again. That's when we predicted the Super Bowl thing. And so I think.
Well, did he ever throw her this birthday party? It's also another question that I want to know.
I don't think so, because there would be evidence. I think I want to revise my predictions to be somewhere between 6 months and let's say he retires in 4 years, 7 years. So now I'm at your original.
I'm revising to 1 to 3 years.
So back to 1 to 3. Yes, okay.
But I'm now giving them another. I mean, because he has made the Super Bowl. And I do think that's very important because it sways the media. Also, like,
it sways their vibe. It sways his vibe. Vibe.
Yes. Because they're in the Super Bowl. If they win the Super Bowl, 3 years.
Longer.
If they lose the Super Bowl, 1 year.
1 year. Yeah. I can see that. I am with you on that. Like, I think that it's so determined by almost like the projection that people put on it.
Yes. It's like also the ego of it. The whole ego of the relationship is really like based on if they can
wrapped up in performance.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think of their like photos and interactions? Did you watch like all that?
I saw like the memes and stuff.
What do you think?
I mean, like the fact that they look affectionate. I'm
did
like,
you Yeah, I mean, did you think it was cute? Like, were you into it?
I'm like a little Taylor Kelce, Travis Kelce's Z'd out a little bit. Like, the novelty has worn off for me, and I'm a little bit like, all right, I'm ready. I'm just about ready for you guys to go away. Like, a little bit. I realize that might be the minority position, but do you remember last year when Courtney and Travis were like everywhere? And then first you're like, okay, this is like interesting. This is like kind of cool. And then you get to a point where you're like, all right, I've had enough. Like, I don't want to see anyone making out on the red carpet. I don't want to like hear about these details everywhere in the media that I look. I have like had my fill and I am full and I am like ready for a break.
I agree with you. Now that you're saying that, is there that couple like every year? Like the year before, was it like Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles maybe? Or were they
weren't that
J-Lo, Ben and J-Lo?
Maybe Ben and J-Lo for sure.
Yeah. And then there's Kim and Kanye were that once.
Yes. Yeah.
There's always like a couple like that, that they just kind of, they're honeymooning in front of everybody.
Right. If Taylor and Travis didn't exist, it would have been like Kylie and Timothée, but I think they're much lower on anyone's radar.
They're like more private and they don't, it's more like they get captured. It's not that they're that private, but they're not like Courtney and Travis were going out there to like make Megan Fox and Machine Gun. Like they all are like trying, they're happy to show you their relationship.
Putting it on display for sure. Yeah. As Gina Che would say.
On display. Or no, that's Melissa Gorga. I saw Melissa Gorga, oh my God, like a week ago at the Polo Bar, which is the one in New York.
Mike was on a bachelor party this weekend.
Yeah.
In Park City, and they were next to Mauricio.
Shut up.
At like the après ski.
Who was he with?
Mike said he was with a bunch of other old guys.
Old guys, not young girls.
Old guys, but like, I mean, it was an après ski event, so it's not like they weren't like looking to meet any young girls potentially.
Right, but like his
group was like group older men, like himself.
Yes. That sounds fun. That's fair. Love a sighting.
I know.
The Gorgas were definitely like trying to like, they were not trying to be subtle. They were taking pictures in the middle of the restaurant with like lights.
In the city?
Yeah. It was fun. They were very much around the restaurant.
I like Melissa.
I kind of do too, even though people like, some people really hate her. I find her to be like the more normal.
I like her a lot more than Teresa.
Me too. Teresa. But so the Super Bowl is 1 week from Sunday. This Sunday is the Grammys and Travis isn't going to go. So you're not going to have to see them making out on the red carpet.
Okay, good. So she's going alone. Who's she bringing?
Probably like herself or Kelly Teller, who's like always like with her.
Okay.
I don't know. But so she is going to have to fly back real quick from Japan, Tokyo. Diane's going to that show, by the way.
I heard.
To get back to the Vegas Super Bowl.
What is this deal about the Concorde? Was that a joke?
That was
Whenever I'm on the internet, I really can't tell if anything is like a joke or it's actually happening.
You are literally AI and disinformation's like favorite person.
But I'm not like doing anything with the information.
No,
but
the Concorde's a joke. That was a joke.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, it like would have. It's if someone told me that that was like a real story, like I would have. I kind of did believe it. I'm like, all right, she like knows someone who like knows someone with the Concorde technology.
Wasn't that a meme about the Parent Trap?
I don't even know. That's what I'm saying. There's so many like jokes out there. It's all getting blurred. There's like I can't discern what's real and what's fake. Everything is so also like everything is just so preposterous that like
yes,
the fake things could be the real things.
That's the problem. Like generally,
like I was a good example of this. I was talking to our friend Alexa about the receipts about the Salt Lake City thing, and then she's like, "Yeah, there was like something in Congress with that." I'm like, "No, that was like a joke. That was like a meme someone made." She's like,
"No."
She's like, "No, I think that's real."
No, it was like, real.
And we were like, we both had like no idea if it was real or not, and then we found out it was actually real. But I'm like, I had assumed it was a joke. It's really very hard because everyone is so absurd. Such a clowny 2024 energy that I'm like, I don't really know. Everything is like an Onion article come to life.
Yeah, that exactly. Like that really did happen in Congress, but it was like the congressman quoting the show.
Right, but that's absurd.
Yeah. But like, is it? Like if I were in Congress, I'd be quoting the show. I know,
but that's why you're not in Congress.
But like, but like way more clowny people than me are in Congress. Like serious compared to like a lot of Congress people.
But that's like today. Like I don't think Congress people were always so clowny.
No. They used to be normal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the world is so preposterous that I really just don't know what's real and what's not real.
Well, that's why remember we started the SUP? It was like based on mocking that. And now it like is all that.
God, maybe we should have an office-wide prank on Aileen for April Fool's Day where we all like collectively pretend there's like a big news story that doesn't actually happen.
Like
but,
which
like,
one?
But like we're all telling her that it does. And then she, like you can make her, I think we can make her believe that it was true. And then we make her talk about it on this podcast.
We would, Jordana, here's the thing. I think that would work better with you.
It would work better with me, but I came up with the idea, so it's hard
like
to do it.
She's paranoid. No, because she's like, no, but you could still do it to you. She's like kind of, okay, because she's kind of paranoid. She'd be like, you're fucking with me.
Like I would believe, like the Concorde, like let's say you and the rest
of it. Because you're less suspicious than she is.
And let's say you and the rest of the office like got together and were like, if Holly put that in the outline, I would read it as if it was true. I would not.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
Maybe a few months, 2 months. No, Aileen would be suspicious. She'd go Googling. She would ask Alexa. She'd ask someone, you know.
Right.
She would like suss it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would just
unless it were like believable. But okay, wait, Sean, are you here? We have a last. Or do you watch Fargo, Jordana?
I just started.
You just started season one or season five?
Season one.
Okay. I'm watching season five. I did really like it. Sean, you said last week that it is not based on a true story. My mother.
Oh, I had this discussion with Mike.
It was based on, insists it is based on a true story. I was like, did you Google it? I don't know. I didn't. It's not. That's
Mike
what I
and I. Cause Mike, because we were watching season one and three episodes in, I'm like, this is completely absurd. There's no way this is based on a true story. And Mike was like, well, it says, why would it say it's based on a true story? So then he Googles it and it's like, it's not based on a true story. Then I'm like, why are you lying?
Great. I have to tell TV. Because I think it's because it's like, I think it's like camp. It's like a joke. It's like a joke because the movie makes that joke. So it's kind of like a reference. It's like, if you know, you know. But no, my mother is fighting me that it's real. I'm like, so I came here to ask, but now I know. Thank you.
It's really funny because I just happened to start watching it this week. And I thought that, well, tell your mom that like, it's not real, but I agree with her that it's stupid that they say that at the beginning of every episode when it's not true.
Okay.
It's like a not joke. It's stupid.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's like an artistic choice. I don't know. I don't get it, but maybe someone can explain it to us.
If you want to explain it, write it in a review.
Please let us know.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Did you see Sophie Turner has an Instagram official boyfriend?
Yes. I would call this like, I feel like there should be like a hard launch scale because although he was like in her Instagrams, it wasn't like super clear which person he was.
Just,
I felt like,
you know, quiet relationship.
It wasn't like a couple-y shot. Yeah. They have like ski masks on, says Holly.
He's looking in the other direction.
Yeah. So it's like if zero is like no pictures of them on social media and like two is like a picture of someone's foot and then 10 is
story.
And then 10 is like, we're making out in the picture. I would give it like a 4. I think it's like very low on the hard launch scale.
I think it is too, but
They're not together, just the two of them.
Right. They could easily be friends, or that could be not him. You know, it could be like someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. I agree with that for the scale, but I think that with celebrities, it's different because think about like the consequences of, or not like the consequences, just like the implications, the big dealness of celebrities who post their significant others. It's like much more of a public record than like,
honestly,
we know.
Even what? Like, I think it's just as big of a public record for lay people. For like, no,
it
normies. Is,
but few people, like, fewer people care and are going to bring it up in the future.
I think everyone cares, though. That's the thing. That's like they the thing do, about the world we live in. Like, it's like it used to be like you and your boyfriend broke up, no one cares. But now it's like, oh, we've been watching you guys on social media. And then like, if it doesn't work out,
it's yeah, still, but like that's not going to end up on
we're
Google.
We're still doing like a little digging.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's like, you know, anyone's only as important, you know, to themselves as... But like, that's not going to end up on Google. Like, employers won't, you know, it's not going to, like, follow you if there's a documentary about you one day. Like, she's a...
But celebrities still do hard launches.
They do. But, yeah. I mean, also, isn't she kind of, like, in the middle of a divorce?
Yeah.
But maybe that could be why.
I think it's also just, like, she's kind of, like...
She's a casual.
She's being careful. But I was saying, like, I think that there was, like, a lot of clickbait about the hard launch of him. And then when I looked at the picture, I was like, I'm a little underwhelmed by this hard launch. It was kind of like when they said Morgan Wade, like, I also saw another
deleted
headline.
Deleted the photos.
Deleted all of her pictures of Kyle, when really she, like, deleted all of her pictures.
Yes.
So I was like, that's also felt clickbaity. I felt scammed by that one too.
Well, you're not being scammed by Morgan. You're being scammed by the publications that write misleading headlines.
No, totally. That's what I'm saying. I think both of those things were like overhyped by the media and wound up being like kind of a nothing burger.
Right. Which is annoying because now all these people like who just read the headline have this impression in their head of something that didn't happen.
Right. But yeah, what would you give it on the hard launch scale? I think like eight is a picture of the two of you.
No, not an eight.
No one else. Yeah. I'm saying 10 is a makeout pick.
No, it could be a makeout, or it's like a Valentine's Day photo, you know, or like a couples at an event in black tie wear, or like a red carpet pick. Okay. I would give it like a 3, 4, 3. I'm in the same as you.
Okay. Good.
But it's definitely like you feel comfortable. Like you didn't have to post anything and you feel comfortable enough posting him.
Right. Things are progressing.
Yeah, totally.
I know it's like not my marriage at all, but I do feel like they just got divorced. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it feels like it's moving quite quickly. I don't care. Like, she,
well,
like,
they were.
Like, I'm not mad at her about it, but I am like, I feel like we were just talking about hearing about this divorce.
Well, it seems like they were the divorce. It wasn't like the divorce was the beginning of the problems. It was like the culmination of a long time of not getting along, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, again, I'm not like judging her or anyone. I think he's seeing someone too. I'm just kind of like, if I feel like it's quick, I imagine the kids think it's quick too.
I feel like the kids probably have no clue what's
going on. Are they how old are they? I don't even know.
Too young to really be like
under five.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't really care.
Definitely under five. I mean, they probably are aware of like tension or issues or something, but like they don't know what divorce is. They think they're too young to
they're
know
not
what
like
that
mom's
is.
Dating again. They don't know.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, I don't think they have that vocabulary.
Okay, should we talk about this music thing?
Yeah. Tell me what you think.
I think like, I mean, you're very, very active on TikTok. Like,
no, I'm not.
At least like you're looking at TikTok, even if you're not.
Very rarely. I really look at TikTok.
You look at TikTok, do you not?
Like once a week.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't. It's very, because here's the thing. I don't like sounds. And watching things I'd rather read and not have sound.
Oh, that was so dorky of you. I love it.
No, I mean, just, I mean, it's just easier for me to take in information.
Own it. I think
thank you. No, I do love to read. Thank you. Okay. But I'll explain it anyway. Basically, Universal Music Group, which is the record label of like many, many famous artists, Drake, Taylor Swift, UMG pulled its music off of TikTok. Like, you know, when you could use it as sounds. Basically because they had an expired licensing agreement and they were still in dispute over a few pieces of the agreement, including artist pay, AI, and online safety. Seemed pretty important. Yeah.
Right.
Basically, the UMG accused TikTok of trying to bully them into accepting a bad deal that wasn't going to provide enough compensation for artists, songwriters, did not have enough protections against AI-generated music, which I imagine is, you know, a concern of theirs. And they also said that there weren't enough online safety guardrails for the platform to protect artists from hate speech, bigotry, bullying, and harassment. So now any UMG-owned music in old TikToks will be muted. You won't be able to add their new songs, I guess.
Was it like they were paying for it before?
Yeah, it was like a licensing agreement that okay. they wanted to renegotiate, and then they couldn't come to terms on the renegotiation, I think.
I feel like they have more power here.
TikTok.
Right? Or no, I was going to say the artists. Like, people really want that music, don't they?
They do, but like, they'll find other sounds. Like, those weren't always on there. And people, like, people, honestly, I think it's worse for UMG because so much of the music industry had like started to revolve around like market going viral on TikTok as a sound, because like a lot of songs blew up from that. So I think it's like UMG is basically now ceding that space to the other labels that will keep their agreement or haven't expired yet.
So you think TikTok has more power here?
Unless all of the music labels right. band together
to say like, we need a certain price. Yeah. I mean, TikTok has a lot of money. They can afford it.
It's not about the money. It's about the agreement. I think right. it's about like the terms and less about like the actual dollars.
Yeah.
But yeah, TikTok could have the money.
It's interesting because it's like, you're like, have ownership of these sounds.
Yeah, that's the whole master's thing. Like, masters. I know,
but it's just interesting because it's like you play a song and like you don't think about like it's someone's property, but like it is like when you play it publicly.
I find all of that like music rights and stuff to be so interesting because it's like, what is owned? It's like a sound. But like, are you owning like the sound in that order, in that like key with those words? Like, there's so right. many different.
And then like the tribute band, do they need like a license to play that music? Probably. Like,
I don't know.
Oh, I need to license it. If they're playing it publicly and making money off of Taylor Swift songs.
Right. Yeah. No, that's why this is it. This is
saying. You're not like technically in a workout class, you can play it. But like, if you want to play it on like a Peloton app, you need to pay. But if you want to just play it in a workout class, you can do that. Because like, no one knows that you're doing
it. I don't know. Can like, oh, I guess you could. I don't know. Let's look in. Maybe anyone can weigh in yeah. in the reviews or DM us about this.
Let us know what the deal is.
Because I guess like SoulCycle is making money.
Yeah,
from playing that music, but they're paying
for the rights on their, they're not paying for the rights in their studios when they're playing it. They're paying for the rights on their app.
Oh, okay. But not in the studios.
No one knows what they're playing in the studios.
It's just the instructors making playlists.
Playlists, right. But that's like a little more like under the radar than if you're putting it on the Peloton app and then you're playing it in the class. You like, it's very clear to see like publicly what is being right. played.
Because also it's a recording, recorded video.
So then you need to pay for that. I mean, I know that from like our live shows. Like at our live shows, we can play like Ariana Grande's song when we walk out, if we do like a U Up Live. But if we're going to air that episode, we can't play that aired. So there's definitely a different standard for aired versus like streamed.
This gives me this is exactly my concern with making the montage. The montage right. is that I need to find the right song. Like, can we use a song? I'll figure it out. We have 15 or 16 days to figure it out.
Okay. I believe in you. You're gonna be able to do it.
Thank you.
I'll look for footage.
Maybe others will have to have the silent one and you will just get the sound.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com.
Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Should we talk about this nauseating Pookie thing?
Yeah, okay. Everyone's talking about Pookie. I didn't realize that we had actually talked about these Pookies on Jared's show. I didn't realize those were the people.
It's not even out yet, the episode, but it'll be out next week where we go into further depth about this. We like talk less about them and more about like
the video.
The video in question. Jared and I talked about it a lot for Wednesday's episode because apparently it has blown up into this.
I don't like find it that interesting.
I think it's stupid and I think the relationship is stupid and it's like, I think it's kind of annoying.
I am in agreement. I'm shocked that it's like such a topic of conversation and it hasn't just like,
right. Just like it's cringy. Scroll. Couple who just like are cringy. I don't know.
Like I get they can kind of be a source of fascination, but I can't see it being this like insanely viral fascination. Is it really viral or is it like one of those manufactured virality where we're like all talking about it because we are talking about it?
It's going to be done in like a few days, but I just don't understand the appeal. It's kind of like one of those things that's like everything that's wrong with America. Like, you know, when there was that fashion ambitionist,
the
viral
engagement
thing,
deck.
The engagement deck and the viral engagement videos. And she goes to all these places that are like sponsored thing. And, you're kind of like, this is like the worst part of like the critique someone could make about the current culture.
Oh, yeah. No, I see exactly what you're saying. We should make a list of those things.
This is like, to me, this is in that bucket.
What should we call our list?
You can explain it now that I've said what I think about it.
Okay, well, let's think of a name for the list of these things that we'll keep catalog for ourselves. Okay, so there's this couple, they're the Puckets, that's their name, Campbell and Jett. Campbell is the woman, Jett is the man. They're now viral because Campbell does these like outfit checks, as one does always. I think that's also the most annoying thing. Like, stop popping your foot. Like, I can't even see your shoe.
Right. And for more on that, you can listen to J Train.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So he calls, she's doing her fit checks and he like stands there and is like, Pookie is looking absolutely fire tonight. And he'll just like compliment her. And she dresses obviously very expensively. And like, they just seem very materialistic proudly. And I don't know, they've been doing this for years, but now they're suddenly like, in the spotlight because of the use of Pookie is looking absolutely fire tonight. It's so opposite of who you are. And I think kind of who I am too.
That's why I hate it so much.
Yeah. We're just not those people.
I'm just like, I don't know. This husband seems kind of pathetic to me. Everyone's like, he's goals. I'm like, ugh, like what a loser. I don't know.
Maybe it's goals in private.
If he was like, if privately your husband told you you look hot. Every day. Yeah. Like that, even that's like every day is like a little much.
Right. It's like some days like you don't look that as good. Just
right. Facts. To me, it's like, ugh, I don't know. I hate it.
Did you watch the first episode of Vanderpump?
I watched half and then I fell asleep.
So you obviously didn't think it was great.
I did think it was good. I was just like very tired.
I thought it was pretty good. I wasn't like disappointed. It's the first episode, but I did feel that they were like very conscious of like what the TV they were making was.
I'm surprised Tom has an assistant.
I'm not surprised at all. Tom seems like, you know, people who like, they think they're like, we don't have an assistant. None of us have our own assistant. It's like people who think they're really important enough to need an assistant.
Right.
When it's like, you could just do it yourself. The assistant to me feels like an accessory, like a car. Or his sidecar motorcycle thing. Or James's engagement.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, he seems seemingly the only one. It's interesting. I feel like they're doing a lot of fourth wall breaking this season because they kind of have to, because I feel like the plot line is going to be Ariana's like enormous like rise to fame. But they've mentioned, they said the name of the like Lala said the name of the show in the first 5 minutes. I'm like, this is like a show about the show.
I think it's good. I think it's good. I
it's
think
fine. It's like a little necessary. She's like, Randall says it can't be on Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, I've never heard anyone on the show say the name of the show during the show.
I think they had to, because it would just be so weird at this point if they like went back to pretending like they weren't on the show.
They're famous enough now that like they have to bring the fact that they're famous into it.
Did you see the Toms on Vile Files? Basically, he went on that show. They went on that show. And did you see like any excerpts?
No, I didn't. Did you? What are the excerpts that are good?
It just seems like Sandoval was like very much he promised to never cheat like that again, like that. He like definitely that. Doesn't seem.
Well, here, I actually almost respect that, because you know he's like,
you know he will.
You know he's gonna cheat again. But he's like, now he's like, I'll date someone for like 5 years and then cheat on them with their friends.
Yeah, instead of 10.
Not 9. That was like, that was egregious.
Yeah, he was very cringe. He was very much.
I haven't even seen him on screen yet. I'm still like at the part where they're talking about him being like in New Zealand or something.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to observe. He has a nice future as a villain ahead.
Yeah. Tom Schwartz is almost like Shakespearean clown of the whole thing.
What I was thinking? I actually had this thought this week. I was like, Tom Schwartz, if he were like in a different life, if he didn't like move to LA after his childhood, like he could have been a really smart, like normal person.
I don't think he was ever going to be smart, if I'm being honest.
No, I think he could be smart. Like he's not smart. No?
No, he's quite dumb.
I actually think he has a secret intelligence that is like
he has a high, maybe a higher EQ.
Maybe that's what I mean.
But I do not think, I think in terms of like, I don't think that he knows how to navigate the world.
Oh, yeah. Like street. Well, this is what I mean. I actually think that like going to LA and being with all these people like stunted him, whereas he could have learned is what I mean. Yeah. Like he has a high enough EQ to have done that.
He would have been like with his triplet brothers in Wisconsin, just like fucking around.
Right. But he didn't do that. So if let's say he went somewhere else, let's say he went to like,
if he were just like less hot, if he were like less hot. If he were less hot, he wouldn't be like, oh, I need to move to LA to like join this group of idiots. But actually that's why how he became as successful as he is. He fell into every aspect of his life. Like he owns this bar just because like someone was like, do you want to
name Tom?
Yes. It's like, yeah, cool.
Like, no, Jordan, it's because his no name skills. Is Tom. And also, I know, Sandoval's saying, name is Tom. Yes,
because I'm saying, like, he just, like, fell into, like, being this reality star with two bars. But, like, literally by accident.
Yeah, because he was dating
no agency in the entire thing.
None. Well, okay.
Anyway.
I'm excited to watch more. All right, before we go, do you have any opinions on if we have a Betch of the Week or if we should send someone to the Caymans? I'm not sure anyone's really feeling Betch of the Week to me, but...
No. I'm sending Justin to the Caymans because that was a douchey thing to do.
He should sell some share. He needs to experience some rejection.
I agree. A Betch of the Week is my chandelier.
Facebook Marketplace.
It's Facebook Marketplace. Betch of the Week is Facebook Marketplace, which I am just loving everything she's doing these days.
I'll
spend more time with her in the next few weeks.
You're looking to earn some more time.
And I hope I want you to sell something so you can feel that hit.
I've sold stuff before, and I've like
on Facebook Marketplace.
Not Facebook Marketplace, but I've sold stuff other places. Like I've sold stuff through my Instagram, and that.
Oh yeah,
a lot of money from that, and no one takes a cut. Does Facebook Marketplace take a cut?
I don't think no. They don't even pay you through the app. They pay you like on like your Venmo.
Cool. Okay. Cool. All right. I'll test that out. I'll look for something to sell, and I will keep you guys posted if I find something.
Let us know next week if you've sold anything. I'm gonna look for something.
Probably
to sell
not that soon.
Okay.
But I still haven't removed my wallpaper yet. But
oh wow,
yeah,
that's gonna be an ordeal.
Yeah.
All right. Well. That's it for us. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And you can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.